What was your experience when you worked with the ITNJ? Because I know for a fact, like Cynthia McKinney and Bill Binney and these guys, these are great guys. You know, they're great people, and they're used for their reputation. All organizations do that, right? It's a good marketing move to bring in really well-respected people and have them endorse your organization. So it's very important that we're
It
careful
is.
about blaming people who are endorsing organizations that seem to be amazing and saying they're part of
Exactly.
it. Like the Oprah thing, you have to go a little farther. If he might have endorsed him, but she might be absolutely horrified. I don't know. You know, there could be more to that too. But you have to be careful
Yeah.
because these people are used for that purpose and then they're horrified because their reputation's on the line and whatever. But I have heard that some people are now pulling out because they're starting to learn things too. What has been your experience when you were there and staying with facts is, you know, your personal experience and facts?
Yeah, well, as far as the ITNJ goes, there's no doubt in my mind. There's a lot of good people working there, people that want to get things done. But probably after the second or third month, it became pretty obvious to me. Not only that, we were being silenced. Why do I say that? Because I was in charge of the social media, so. There were some things like the Hampstead cover-up, which is a ritual satanic abuse case in England. I don't know if you're familiar with it. Yeah, that was a case that we weren't supposed to discuss ever because there were some things that people got threatened, people got told not to say anything inside the ITNJ. To the point where I got called over the phone like at 6 a.m. as an emergency because I posted something about Bill Clinton the day before. Things like that.
Why though? Why the Hampstead cover-up? Why that specific case where they not, it was one of those no-go, you couldn't touch that case. Why?
And that's my this is my opinion, but the people that the threatening was British intelligence, MI6. And I don't know if you know this, but Sasha Stone's dad was involved with British intelligence, so I think there's a connection in there.
Well, there could be. His dad was intelligence.
There could.
There could, we don't know. That's the
Yeah,
fact. The fact is his dad was intelligence, but we don't know.
exactly.
Okay.
And they know who Sasha is, so
Sure. Sure.
they may, yeah, so.
Well, no, that, you know.
We cannot say that Sasha, we cannot say that Sasha is intelligence, or we cannot say that Sasha was happy to simmer down on that subject. What I know is that they have his number. That's all I know.
And okay. So, what else did you experience there? Because I know you were sharing quite a bit with me on some of the things that you experienced that was, some what some of the victims experienced, and that was that. It's important for us. The reason why I want to talk about it is because it's important for us to realize that victims need to be treated better than this. And so that's why I'm coming forward. And having you come forward on the show
Yes.
because
And
victims need the utmost respect given to them because they've already been victimized once. And to victimize them twice is unacceptable. So, what did you experience?
exactly. And especially by people that is trying to help them. And
Yes.
it's not only that. That's the main reason. But let's say this is a secondary reason. There's a lot of people like you and me that are donating money to these foundations, to these commissions. Not only money, but time and hope. And if these commissions are actually gatekeepers, meaning that they are there to sort of control the narrative, then people are being victimized as well. Volunteers, I
And
mean.
you saw enough evidence to put some red flags up there that there might be gatekeepers and not the real deal. What other
Yeah.
things did you see happen that made you believe that they, the victims and everybody of good heart and will were being used for a more of a nefarious purpose versus
Well,
helping?
I'm gonna go quickly and mention something I saw during one of our meetings. We used to meet twice a week. There was a cult-like behavior in the commission. That's one of the first things that actually turned me off, because I'm not religious. I'm a spiritual. I believe in God, but I'm not religious, and I'm fine with everybody that is. But when I wanted to work with the AT&J, I wanted to focus on human trafficking. I didn't care about their new agey humanitat stuff, and I felt like they were trying to, you know, push me into that hole as well, because they were making me go to the other meetings, and you know, there was some pressure that I didn't like, mostly by not really by Sasha, but mostly by Dr. Nancy Ash, which, you know, she's a really nice lady, but I don't know how much she knows about what's going on in the commission and the whole Humanitat web, because Humanitat controls ITNJ. People don't know that. ITNJ is not really independent like they advertise. They're controlled by a cobweb.
What is Humanitad? What is that organization?
Humanitad is it was basically the first company that Sasha founded after his musical company closed down. And he has been quoted as saying that was his original vision, that he always wanted to do something involving, you know, bringing the world together, bringing cultures together. It's a very new agey one world government philosophy. If you read the description on the website, you realize it has New World Order written over it. And actually, this is another thing that I discussed with Sasha, and that I read on some interviews that he gave. Their symbolism, the symbolism they use on the ITNJ and on the Humanitat logos, and even on his art, because he has art on his webpage, it's very Masonic. I mean, you'll catch the Eye of Providence, you'll catch pyramids, you'll catch everything. You'll see it. And even the thyrsus, that is the symbol of the ITNJ, is a mythological symbol for the Greek god Dionysus, which is the god of sex and wine in Greek mythology. He says that he wants to appropriate those symbols because the bad people has used them for centuries. So he wants to change that energy, absorb them, and basically, you know, use them for good. That's a real nice excuse, you know.
That's weird. Okay,
and
so
that's what he said.
I remember reading something and where he explained, essentially said what you said, that these symbols meant something good in the past, and all these bad guys use it for something bad, and so he wants to rectify, you know, he wants to bring life back to them. So now he's
rectify.
Using these Luciferian
yeah.
and Masonic symbols
yeah.
for that purpose. That was his explanation.
Apparently.
Is it something that you...
revolutionary guy.
Now, you know, victims being victimized by those groups, do you buy that as an explanation, or could there be other symbols that would be more beneficial for victims versus you pulling up some Luciferian ones? I mean, that's the issue that I
think
would have.
There's...
Go ahead.
I think there's no need for symbols. I mean, I think there's, I mean,
but let's say
you
do.
You can do a logo, you can do a design, but.
Yeah. Yeah. But let's say you do use a logo. Couldn't you grab something? Could you grab something that doesn't have an imagery for a victim that is negative?
Of course, because those same symbols are triggering for victims.
Ooh,
exactly.
That's my point.
This is what you're saying is perfect. Yeah, those symbols can be triggering for some people. And that's the problem. And I don't buy his excuse. I don't think there's coincidences. I don't believe in coincidences.
You don't buy his explanation. I mean, it kind of makes sense in kind of an esoteric way, but I'm like, well, you're hurting people at the same time, so maybe there's a better path. Okay, so now you also...
Exactly. And
go ahead.
When you start looking at the other things, like, for example, in one of our meetings, I watch how Sir John Brannock, the judge, right, the who is a knight as well, he was knighted by the Queen, actually was very upset with Sasha because apparently there were some delays with some money. And, you know, as far as I knew, all of us were working there for free, even Sasha. So when I listen to this, when I hear this, and I say Sasha say something like, "Hey, shh, we'll talk about that later," or something like that along those lines. He just shushing.
Okay, so basically,
I said that gave me a bad vibe.
you witnessed an exchange that showed that the judge was being paid instead of volunteering his time, which, and then I
Exactly.
read something where Sasha said that, and Sasha can come on the program and if he wants to debunk all this stuff, but I mean, I saw what he said on it, and he denies it. He says that he isn't getting paid. But you saw something different.
Yeah, I saw a clearly visible angry judge saying he spent a lot of his time and had not seen any financial rewards.
Okay.
That was basically what he said.
Okay.
And Sasha was embarrassed by this person bringing this up in the meeting because there were volunteers in the meeting. So more people saw this. I know some people have left the ITNJ since I left. People, those are the only people that I still talk with because I don't trust anybody that is in there, for security purpose. I'm not saying they're bad people, but I'm just protecting myself and my interests, I tried talking to Sasha. I tried to have a dialogue with him. He doesn't respect me enough to have one. Every time that I wrote him an email, he replied with insults and, and I was asking legitimate questions as a researcher. And, there's no negotiating with this guy. Once he deems you a bad person, once he knows that he can use you, you're not a person for him.
Okay. One thing that you said that was kind of shocking was a comment he made about the number of women he sleeps with. Now, I'm not one that would want to bring somebody's personal sex life involved in somebody who's helping, traffickers, because I'm like, well, that doesn't matter. But in this particular case, it seemed out of character. Can you explain that?
And I mean, it wasn't, it isn't me bringing something that he told me in confidence because we didn't have that type of relationship. And, I was 20 once. I'm not an angel. I had my misdeeds when I was 20. But, as Sasha, as a head of the ITNJ, he's supposed, or you would think that he's supposed to maintain a certain public behavior. I was in charge of social media, so I kept a close eye on the trolls and every discussion that happened on the website and on the Facebook page. Basically, Sasha replied to one of the trolls, some guy that, had a profile picture that he probably looked chubby in. So Sasha attacked that part of that guy. They probably call him fatty or I think he called him a fag or, I'm sorry for my language, but I think he actually called him a fag. And he told him something along the lines that how did he dare to mock somebody like Sasha when Sasha himself probably has slept with 300 or 400 women more than him, something like that. I don't remember the exact wording, but I remember being really angry because I thought to myself, we cannot have this in the face. This is unnecessary. Just block the guy. Move on.
Did he
We
say
don't
it
need
in
to.
social
Yeah.
media? Did he reply back in social media like that? Or he just.
Yeah, that happened on Facebook.
Oh, he said it
That happened on
publicly.
Facebook.
Okay.
Exactly,
Wow,
exactly.
okay.
And at the time, I was 100% with them still. So I didn't take a screenshot. Because, that's. And now I do that every time. Every time I see something weird, I take a screenshot because I learned my lesson. Now I'm malicious like that. But back then, I just let it go. But I was like, this doesn't give me a good vibe about who this person is.
Now, you did more digging into his relationships, and I gotta stress that just because somebody's family, you can have a really bad family and break from it and be a different person. But he has a lot of relationships that are pretty crazy, over the top, that are all involved in the
He does.
satanic Luciferian stuff. Can you explain his family relationships? And again, I gotta say, just because everybody else in your family is involved and your friends and everything else, maybe you can be, but there's a lot here. Can you explain what his relationships? I mean, he has a lot of explaining to do. He has to somehow say how he's independent from that. But go ahead. Can you explain some of these?
Yeah,
Go ahead.
because he has actually spoken about this. I sent you an interview that he did with a blogger, in which he basically made excuses for everything. First, his father, Sir Walter, I believe it was his name, was a member of the Rockefeller Foundation, and also worked with the International Congress of History of Science and Technology. He was appointed to Rhodesia, in Africa. That's where Sasha was born, apparently. So Sasha is said to have a military and intelligence upbringing just because of that relationship. Obviously he's a very smart guy. If you talk to Sasha, you realize that not only he has a way with words, he does know what he's talking about.
He's very intelligent.
You
He's
know, I'm
very
not gonna.
charismatic. Anybody can watch
He's
any of
perfect.
the interviews I did with him. I really enjoyed talking to him. Very charismatic, and I really thought highly of him at the time until I started hearing all this stuff, and now I'm like, wait a minute here, what's going on? But keep going.
And me too. When I started on the ITNJ, I was charmed by the guy. I said, this guy is a cool guy. I want to work with this guy. I want to learn from this guy.
Well,
And
that's
I
why I
tried,
want to keep
but
those interviews up, and this is why it's so difficult in this field, because you have such beautiful people you think that you're interviewing. That's why I started doing the voice profiling, because I want to, those voice profiles get to the truth. Even though, I mean, somebody can be extremely charming like Bill Clinton, and then you start to see different
oh
things.
my God.
Yeah, Bill Clinton is a
Yeah,
very charismatic. So
because
is
Bill
Barack
is a perfect.
Obama. Barack Obama is a very,
Barack Obama is a perfect example.
Barack Obama is a very
And
charming
now.
person. And according to his voice profile, this is what Sherry said, there's nobody that they profiled who lies more than Barack Obama. And but he's charming and you wouldn't think he was a
Wow.
liar. And so,
That's unbelievable.
okay, so now what?
Well, it's
Go ahead.
believable, but. I'm sorry.
No, I was gonna say keep going.
Okay. No, Barack Obama is a perfect example. He was a Manchurian candidate. And now we have another Trojan horse that I wanted to mention. There's a Democratic candidate making some waves named Tulsi Gabbard. Are you familiar
I
with her?
do, but I like what she's saying. What don't you like about her? What do you know about her?
I love what she's saying. I love what she's saying. I was a fan. I mean, until 2 months ago, I was saying to people, if this woman should be the DNC candidate by miles, she shouldn't have competition. She's a member of the Council of Foreign Relations.
Oh, she is?
That's a concern. She
Okay.
is.
How'd she get to
They
that
actually.
position? Okay, that means that she's has much more power than what we thought. Okay, keep going.
That she pretends to, yeah, because she pretends to be this underdog. And she's a member of the Council of Foreign Relations, and actually, they write articles about her on their webpage. So they're kind of endorsing her, but not publicly, like in a low-key matter. And I found out some suspicious pictures as well. We were talking about symbols and such. And I caught one of her pictures on Instagram, doing the pyramid symbol in front of the White House.
Really?
So,
That's a bummer,
yeah.
'cause I've been liking what she's doing. Gosh.
I love her. I love what she
Could she
says. I love her
possibly
persona.
be real and it's just, I mean, maybe she's playing the game a little bit so she can get there and she's real. I don't know. I don't think everybody's bad, but let's pray that
I mean,
some people that are what they say they are.
having hope is nice, but I don't want to be deceived again.
Yeah, I know. Okay. So let's talk about some more of these relationships that are weird. Because I think the when you start diving into these weird relationships, like his best friend and who this guy is, I mean, he has more
Yeah.
explaining than just to do a whitewash over it. Can you explain? And his sister, being a sculptor who does Luciferian symbols, she does beautiful work, as he
Yeah.
said. He said she's a beautiful
It's
person and
beautiful.
she does beautiful work, but they're Luciferian symbols. Why? And okay, maybe doing some of that stuff is okay, but I mean, I don't know. Maybe some people can do it and they
But
don't,
focusing
if they're
on
not bad. I don't know. Go ahead.
as an artist, as a guy that was very involved in music and poetry and performance, I can tell you that art is a reflection of the soul. Yes, you can use it to tell somebody else's story. From time to time, I would see something in the news that inspired me to write a song, and I did it from another perspective. And that's something that you do, but mostly you will write about your own experience, or you will create out of your own feelings. And if you're dedicating your whole art style to dark stuff, it's because it's a reflection of the darkness you have inside of you.
She's a Luciferian artist,
And that
essentially.
happens with Marina
Yeah. I
Abramovic.
mean, that's what she is. Yeah.
Exactly.
So, okay, so that's his sister. Now let's talk
I
about
mean,
his best friend.
his best friend is a man named Ciro Orsini. Ciro Orsini on paper looks like a 50, 60-year-old guy, very short, that hasn't grown up. He likes to do the rock and roll symbols, the devil horns. He wears five rings in one hand, dresses with leather jackets, the classic rock and roller. He owns a pizzeria in London, and also that chain has pizzerias all over the world. It's called Pomodoro. Very normal so far. The problem is when you start digging into this guy's bloodline. Ciro Orsini is a member of the Orsini bloodline, which is part of the 13 ancient papal bloodlines. So people think that the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers are on top of the chain, even on top of the British royal crown. And I used to think that until some months ago, but there are some families that we don't even talk about, which are, their net worth is in trillions, trillions of dollars. They made their money during the feudal times, during wars, during the Crusades. And these are the people we're not talking about. We're only talking about the people that made the riches a few, 100, 200, 300 years ago, not 1,000 years ago. These ancient bloodlines are super powerful. They control the Vatican, and they are actually on top of the Jesuit order that controls the Vatican right now. Ciro Orsini is related to Pepe Orsini. Pepe Orsini is known as the Great Pope. The Great Pope is supposed to be above the White Pope, which is the public pope, which is Jorge Bergoglio, the Argentinian guy, and the Black Pope, that, if I'm not mistaken, right now is a Spanish guy. So these are the people that really control the crown and the Rothschilds.
Okay, and he's the gray, his relative is the gray pope. Now, how do we know that that matters? Couldn't he just be a distant relative that has no meaning?
Has that happened in history lately? That the someone rebels on the family and they don't get killed, they just are allowed to live their lives. And you have this guy, Ciro Orsini, not just his excuse is that he's a rock and roller, but you have him doing the satanic symbols with his hands. If you see his rings, I send you a picture. His rings are entirely Luciferian. He has the snake, he has the dragon. It
So,
could be just that he likes to roll a lot. I
yeah,
don't
I
know.
mean, so
But.
it's weird because now we have these all these Luciferian things, and we have these connections, and we have so it could be, but it's also connected with some bad behavior as well, and how that they're
Exactly.
treating victims. Now, how did they treat
Exactly.
victims that was disturbing for you?
Well, that was the last drop on the, that was the last thing that basically caused the division between Sasha and myself, because when we were doing the Fiona Barnett's testimony, that was around September last year, and you know, I was in charge of uploading it into YouTube and Facebook. Actually, I still have credentials for one of their YouTube channels. I could do some damage from there, but I'm not that kind of person. But when I was in charge of uploading those testimonies, there was a big segment. There were two segments in that testimony that were silenced. The names were basically scrubbed out. And me being the paranoid I am with Facebook and YouTube, you know, I immediately thought it was because of Facebook or YouTube. So I actually started deleting the video and re-uploading it and sending messages to these companies, just to realize that the person that actually censored the testimony was Sasha, and that he didn't even tell me beforehand.
But did he censor it because he didn't want these names to go out there without proof because it would put the organization at risk? Or do you feel that it's just not, I mean, why would you censor a victim? Was it more victimizing the victim in that way? I mean, why would he have done that? What was his reason?
Well, as far as I know, when they negotiated this testimony with Fiona, they never told her that they were going to censor her. It wasn't an agreement to do that. But she knew because she made, well, I spoke with Fiona personally. She did her research and knew what the ITNJ was about. So what she did is that she recorded it herself, and knowing what they were going to do, she released her own testimony on her own, which is fine, you know. Sasha was pissed. Like, he was super angry because of that. I showed you some emails in which he totally disregards Fiona as looking for attention, which is terrible, a terrible thing to say about a victim. He's supposed to have links to the people that were censored on that testimony, which is the Jordanian royalty. I don't have proof of that. That's something I've heard, so I could be wrong. Maybe he was afraid of the ITNJ being, you know, blamed or sued because of slander. But you know, none of the other testimonies were censored, as far as I know.
So it was only Fiona's that was censored?
It was only Fiona's. And you
Okay,
know,
so he,
what
were, did they treat other victims, or was just her? Was she the only victim that was treated unacceptably, or were there others?
Well, I was only present there for 4 months, so I only witnessed two testimonies, which was hers and this man that was a survivor from Australia as well, from a famous case. I don't recall his name right now, but as far as I know, he wasn't censored. He didn't have any problems because he only mentioned names in Australia. The problem with Fiona's testimony is that she mentioned names from Australia, Britain, the Middle East, the United States, because she was trafficked from Australia to the United States by the CIA, supposedly.
Okay.
That's her testimony. I believe her
Okay,
entirely.
so there's only, in your experience, there's only one victim that you've seen was treated unacceptably, but has other people told you that there's other ones, or are we basing this on one example?
Victims haven't come to me in private so far. What I have received, because you know, I tweet a lot and I do a lot of exposés via Twitter, so I get a lot of messages from people trying to voice their opinions or their experiences through me because they're afraid. I'm not afraid. I don't care. You know, I lost that fear of dying a long time ago, a long time ago. And you know, it's part of it. You know, I know that, you know, maybe getting threatened here and there is part of it. So I'm not gonna, you know, bow down to anybody's demands. People that volunteered for Sasha wrote me, telling me the same things that I think, that he's an actor, that he's not real 100%, that he has other motives. Others have told me that he, you know, he has questionable behavior with women, especially in Bali during his retirements. One of the volunteers that actually quit after I quit, ran away of the foundation because she was terrified about the symbolism that they were using in Bali during their last meeting they had for the Humanitat and the New Earth University. Yeah, she saw that they were basically idolizing fake idols.
Well, I had somebody personally tell me and talk to me that I know that was volunteering or was involved and pulled out for the same reasons you did. And then I know of two other people that worked there for a year that came out and said the same stuff. So right now I have four people that, not counting any kind of ambassadors or anybody else that are at a higher level, that they are using
Right.
for. Because I, you know, they have to do it themselves if they're going to come out publicly and say anything. But I have heard that there's a couple of people that were more publicity, you know, at that kind of publicity level who are backing away from the organization. But I've personally know four people who have come, you know, that I've heard through different situations. And then with your evidence of, and so I've been hearing this for a long time. And I've sat on it, and then you came
Yeah.
forward, and I was kind of, you can tell it took me a while. I'm not really, this isn't me. I don't like to expose organizations unless I have some enough
I
information.
know.
Because it's
I know.
anybody that helps children, I'd like to support. And
Of
it's my
course.
passion. And but you better be real. You better be what you say you are. Now, Sasha has some explaining to
Ex
do, I think. And if he's
yeah.
real, he has some explaining to do, and then I will support him 100% if he can explain it. But you gotta get away from those symbols that are triggering to victims. Don't use symbols that hurt victims. Period. Stop it.
Exactly.
You have some
Exactly.
weird explanation, knock it off and do what is right for the victims. And if you have a background of sleeping with, I don't care how many women you sleep with. I don't care. But when you put
Me
your
neither.
public
Me
self
neither.
forward, represent the organization. I don't care. I really don't care if you're sleeping with them, a
It's
different woman every day, but helping children.
long as
I
it
don't
is,
care.
you know, it's two adults that are in agreement, that's perfect. The
I don't
more the
care.
merrier. I don't care.
Yeah, I don't care. It doesn't matter. So I'll let them pass on that. But when it comes to
Yeah, me
victims
too.
and it comes to
But
his
you're not supposed to
relationships,
brag on it on social media.
yeah, when you're acting on the when you're doing something that's important. And then the other thing is you need to explain why there's so many Luciferian people around you and those connections. And maybe it's legitimate, but he has some explaining to do because it's really too weird. But hey, there are a lot of good people that have come from kind of interesting families, you know? But go ahead.
And let's talk about the connection I sent you last night, because in that picture that I think it was taken in Bali in one of the New Earth retirements, you see Sasha Stone arming arms with Patrick Swayze, Ciro Orsini, and Ciro is next to a couple. That couple is a Greek couple. That woman's name is Anna Bisi. Anna Bici, I think it's pronounced. She turns out to be the godmother of Chris Cornell's youngest child, Chris Cornell Jr. So, you know, that's another coincidence. And, you know, Anna Bici is not only friends with Ciro, and I guess Sasha, she's an associate of Ciro because they opened a pizzeria in Greece. In Athens. And you know, we have Pizzagate, and I know we have Comet Ping Pong, which, you know, it was used as a psyop because in reality the real Pizzagate was involving Epstein mostly, and NXIVM, and you know, the other proven cults and satanic ritual abuse cases. But psyop was used I'm sorry, Pizzagate was used as an scapegoat. But you know, we have the pizzeria symbolism as well. And you know, this guy, Ciro Orsini, is being promoted by pages and blogs that sell Russian women as wives. So, you know, those are the kind of things that made you wonder, because I found evidence of that as well.
There's just so many weird connections. How can your best friend be promoted by these organizations that sell women? Yeah. So,
Exactly.
yeah,
I mean,
it's.
there.
Go ahead.
This
It's not
yeah,
funny, because
this
one
site
thing he
itself
said
couldn't.
that well, I read something he said there where he said that using these Luciferian fans, because he's a rock star, losing these Luciferians, and we all think it's cute and funny, but it's not funny.
Oh yeah,
It's not
the he's like an
funny.
adorable man, and that
Yeah,
he's.
it's not funny, and it's not
No, it's not
funny to
funny.
be using your best friend is being sold or being promoted by organizations that sell women. That's not funny. So
Exactly.
it's just not funny. So you gotta realize that and state it as not being funny. So, okay, what do you want to say to close this out?
I wanted to mention also about the fact that, we know the connections that Sasha has through his family and friends, but also wanted to touch the subject about Hope Moore that we mentioned yesterday when we spoke, which is a woman that is has been proven to be a scammer, that has been scamming people, claiming that she has the patents for a free energy machine based on one of Tesla's designs. There's pictures of Sasha promoting this woman on his personal page, and she was also, I believe, she attended the Bali retirements and all of this. When you look into this woman, and Sasha needs to do his homework better, because if he was endorsing this woman, he should have realized that the main component for the machine this woman was selling is produced by Mouser Electronics. Mouser Electronics is a subsidiary of, I'm gonna tell you right now, one second, just to get the name right, Berkshire and Hathaway. Berkshire and Hathaway is a company that is currently owned by
It's Warren
Warren
Buffett's.
Buffett.
That's his company, Berkshire Hathaway.
Yeah.
But that doesn't necessarily mean that her, a component that's owned by his, because he owns lots and lots of companies. It doesn't necessarily mean that that's bad. But you're saying that this particular energy device is a scam in itself. How do you know that?
Well, she promised that it was going to be released 2 years ago. It's 2019, it hasn't been released. And she has cashed out a number of GoFundMes and money collections on the internet, equating to more than $80,000 from people.
And she hasn't come forward on why it
No, she
hasn't come out, because I have interviewed other people who are working on, a ton of different inventions. A lot of times inventions don't pan out. At least the person, I'm doing a free energy, I've just Jovian tech, but he comes out and says, here's the deal, and he's honest about it.
I
But
know.
it's not uncommon for the edge of science to you really think it's going to work, and then you get to the point and you're like, oh, this one component just doesn't quite work. So you don't want to necessarily cremate somebody because they went and they went for it and it didn't work, because failure is part of the entrepreneurial process. But in your
Right.
case, you really believe it's not that it's just not legit based on evidence that you're seeing.
Yeah, it's not looking good. And a project can fail. I've been in startups that fail. I've been an entrepreneur myself, it fails. But Sasha, what I'm saying is that Sasha needs to have better judgment, because we not only have his links with Ciro Orsini, which is his best friend, and all the things that weird things that revolve around that guy, but he's also endorsing a woman that it's, basically putting money. If this product was to work, it would put money on the system, on the echelon that Sasha has been supposedly destined to destroy, to fight against. As he describes himself as a revolutionary guy and Illuminati baiting, as he puts in his Facebook page. Narcissist, that's how he describes himself. He should pay more attention to his surroundings. That's my opinion.
Okay, so how can people find you and get more information on you?
You can find me on Twitter. I have two Twitters, but the one I use the most is Louder Than Love One. That's I usually announce my videos there, my I also have a podcast. I have a Patreon. People can become a producer of the film on the Patreon. They can listen. I usually do 3 or 4 podcasts a week because, you know, they usually take from 8 to 10 hours of research. It's hard work, so I try to stay limited to 3 or 4. I also put out videos on my YouTube channel, which is called Total Disclosure. I also have BitChute under the same name, and you can find me on Facebook, and that's pretty much it. Yeah.
Okay. Well, awesome. Thank you so much for having the courage to come forward and, you know, sharing
you,
your experiences and also the documentary. I think the work on that is very important.
I'll make sure to keep you posted. And, you know, I told you that as soon as I saw that you contacted me to talk to you, it was a no-brainer. I actually got very upset with what I heard that happened to Kevin Annette and Catherine Horton and yourself with this situation, and I just wanted to kind of validate some of the opinions I've been hearing.
Yeah, I saw some strange behavior behind the scenes that the public doesn't get to see, and it's not like me to share that behavior, and so it's I want others to come forward with their experience, and you know, it is what it is. The people just need to explain themselves and go from there. But thank you so much from
thank you so
yeah thank you so much.
Okay.
Have you heard about plasma energy and all the amazing healing potential it has? Many have experienced how plasma energy can help your body. Recent university tests have shown the effectiveness of balancing plasma energy and putting your body back into biological balance. Tests have shown success in lab animals and human beings by altering conditions of cancer, AIDS, diabetes, malaria, Ebola, E. coli, high blood pressure, brain issues in adults and children, and many other imbalances in the body. Learn more from Dr. Paul and researcher Lynn Schmaltz and how they are using plasma energy to help people heal. See the link below.